Dangerous Diagnosis Murder. A BBC investigative team used innovative techniques to confirm an atrocity in Africa. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
Welcome to this episode of Behind the Media. We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by Mack Weldon. It's a premium men's essentials brand. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com and enter promo code CLNS at checkout. We're also powered by Little Park Media, where ideas come to life, producing corporate videos and podcasts to tell your story. For more, check out LittlePartMedia.com or contact info at LittlePartMedia.com. So this is really great stuff.
I got to tell you, I'm going to admit, that is the most time, this little link, people don't know this, but Dan does most of the research on the shows and then sends me an email the night before,
and, then
and I do my research. I look at the various articles that you pick, and I react to them. I read them, and then I react to them.
And you do a great job.
Whatever.
Yes,
I'm glad you think so.
I think you do.
I appreciate that. That being said, this was the most time I'd ever spent on Twitter. I'd never seen the whole
thread.
That was great. Thread.
I know. That was pretty cool.
It
at first, I didn't realize what I was. I was like, oh, I'm going to another story.
Right.
I thought that's what it was.
It kept
going.
Oh, no. It was advancing the story.
Yes. It was like a chapter. You were reading a book.
And I had to go to the end to
yes,
see how it
exactly,
ended.
Exactly.
And I got to tell the story because it's disturbing.
It's a disturbing yet enlightening kind of story in revealing something
how you can manipulate the media.
Yes, exactly. So what is this story goes back to, it's in Cameroon, and there was a video that went viral of
in July of 18.
Exactly.
Right.
Just this summer, past summer, there was this video that went viral of a murder of innocent people, presumably. Certainly, it was two kids and two women.
It was militia gunning down innocent people.
Exactly. And there you see them. I did not watch the video. I saw screen grabs. I didn't want
to
see it because I didn't want it to
see it in
be
my
seen.
Brain.
Exactly.
I could see it in real life, right?
You saw parts of it. They get blindfolded. They get walked down this road by these military, presumably, I mean, what they're saying, Cameroonian soldiers. They walk them down this dirt road, and they murder them. Mm-hmm. So this goes viral, and people are reporting on it, and the government says it didn't happen, that it's all fake news, that this is all part of course, that's not what everybody says, right? Anytime something goes around, it's fake news. This is not really going on. Our soldiers wouldn't do this. They said time and again, you know, our soldiers wouldn't be carrying those kind of guns. They wouldn't have on those kinds of uniforms. Basically, walking through every aspect of the video that had been put out there and saying why it wasn't them.
Right. Well, guess what?
It was the most fascinating way of tracking down, confirming a video,
the government was actually lying and covering up that
covering
this
out. Exactly. And so how did they do it? And this is one where I wish we were on video.
Right.
Because visual
radio.
Visual radio, right.
Right.
Because this is one that's very hard to describe. But it is.
Where can they find it? Was it a BBC?
You know what? We'll tweet
it out.
It's a BBC report.
Investigative report. Yeah.
Right.
And you know how to tweet, right?
Yeah,
you do the tweet thing.
Yeah,
you
I'll tweet it out. BBC Africa Eye is the name of the investigative team. So they look into investigative stories on the African continent. And what they did was they used a number of different techniques. So they started examining.
We're always on camera, by the way.
Yes.
Especially when it comes from the satellites from the space.
Exactly. So the first one, based on their thread, this was the first thing they did. In the picture of these young, innocent people and the women being marched down this road, this dusty road, you see a mountain range, a series, sort of this range in the background.
Right.
So normally I would say, oh, it's a mountain range. I don't know that I would have thought any further than that. Like, oh, we can confirm something.
It wasn't Mount Washington.
No, it wasn't.
Right.
But it was a very distinct, you know, series of mountains in the background.
Right.
So what they did was that they
Google Earth.
They went and found, they got a tip as well, but once someone saw it, but they actually put a little line on the range. So it was very specific for you to see what the move, you know, the ups and downs of the, and again, it's not even clear.
The topography.
There you go. The topography.
Topography of the mountain range.
Oh man, you are just on it today.
It must
very
be because
good.
It's so early in the morning.
Yeah. So whatever you have in that liquid there. So there's this topography and they trace it, and it's kind of foggy a little bit. It's not clear, but you see they trace it, right?
Yeah.
Do the outline, And then they find, they're able to find in that region a mountain range
yeah.
that is identical to the one in that photo. Right. And they do the line, and then they overlay it on a real shot of that particular location. So that's one confirmation of where it happened. Again, you know, the government was saying that didn't happen. It's all made up. And so now that they're trying to pinpoint exactly where it happened. So they did
where,
that.
It was where it was happening
where
at
it was
this
happening.
Point, not when yet.
Not when, right.
Because that happens later in the story.
Right, exactly. I'll let you pick up that part. But the next one that they did was they did satellite photos, and they were able to find the road that they were walking on. So the road.
Once they identified the mountain range,
right,
they were able to look at the terrain around it.
Oh my
and
goodness.
The area
yeah.
there.
So it's topography and
terrain.
Then terrain.
These are big words.
And so they matched the topography and,
right,
they,
and the
with
terrain.
The line, and then they show you that road
right.
that goes down.
But they advanced the story even more
okay,
by identifying the weapons.
And how did they do that?
By looking at the. By basically doing a search.
A search, yeah, and looking at the exact kind
the
of weapon.
The exact kind
that
of weapon,
right.
who was carrying
who
these
was
weapons.
Carrying those,
they
right.
looked at the uniforms that the militia were wearing.
Yep.
And they identified where they were and when they were being warned
exactly.
by these groups, okay?
Right.
And anyway, at the end of this whole thread,
and it's a thread,
they
yeah.
find out it was done in 2015. They narrowed down the time frame of
mm-hmm.
when this had to happen. They figured out what the time of day it was because they looked at the length of the shadows.
Yes.
I mean, that is,
it was unbelievable.
That is the future of journalism right there in so
it
many
is.
Ways because they have somebody's looking at this and saying, I'm going to identify when this happened, where it happened, and now they've
who
identified
who
it was.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they're finally the government's going, well, we're taking care of these people.
Right.
Well, we don't think it still happened, but we know who did it now, and we're going to take care of these people.
It is, again, we've talked about the negative side of technology, but the fact that now everybody has access to, you know, satellite photos, that you have Google Maps, that you can do video overlay on your laptop. There's so many tools that you have that you know, we often think somebody has to give us the information for us to confirm that something did or didn't happen.
Right.
And now you can actually do it yourself. You know, it's a DIY. It's hard. It's difficult. It's the kind of thing, you know, we watch that Forensic Files
mm-hmm.
and learning about luminol and these things that they put down and fingerprints come up, you know, or using super glue and fumes in order to see
all
fingerprints
come
up.
By the way.
Yeah, it is all
science and chemistry. And that, by the way, never did very well in those subjects.
You blinded me with science.
I can do geology and topography and terrain.
No, there you go.
What was it? Jocks for rocks or something. Rocks for jocks, I think it was normally.
No, but it was fascinating that you can use some of the tools that we have as part of our daily life and drill right down to confirm something that everyone's denying and something that happens out in the middle of nowhere. Yet there's always enough stuff around for you to cross-reference if you know what to look for.
Yeah. And, you know, Dan, I was thinking about this, and I'm flashing back to the 60s, a war that the United States never should have gotten in the
mm-hmm.
first place, the Vietnam War. And obviously that had a major effect on my upbringing, my life. I couldn't understand why we are, you know, halfway across the world worrying about what another government or another nation is doing. I mean, it just didn't make any sense to me. You know, of course, I was, you know, single digits, and even now I still don't really understand why.
Yeah.
I kind of do.
I wasn't around there. No, I take it back.
You were there. But
I was very tiny.
Right. I was 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I mean,
yeah.
You know, these are the years that you kind of influence who you are. And
mm-hmm.
I told you, I used to have Robert F. Kennedy's poster on my wall.
I think everybody did, though.
Well, it was
every house had Robert.
Well, they didn't have Robert F. Kennedy and Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull and then Tom Seaver of the Mets.
No, they didn't.
I will say that.
And Jesus.
I did not
a
have
lot
Jesus
of them had
my,
Jesus
I,
up there, too.
Moses would be good in
Moses
my world. I just want to say,
yeah,
but
you didn't have
genre. It's just
you were missing Jesus on your wall.
Jerry Garcia was the closest thing to Jesus that ever made to my wall, all right? Anyway.
Some people saw Jesus when we were hanging with him.
Where the hell was I? I'm going back to the atrocities
yes.
that we now know were going on in the Vietnam War because we have personal accounts, people who are talking about it and have talked about it for generations now.
Right.
And you wonder how long that war would have lasted
had the public known.
And by the way, we were embedding our reporters. I mean, I remember watching the news and hearing about the thousands of troops that were dead that day.
Right.
And I'm like, you know, it boggled my mind. You go back now and you look at some of those newsreels and you see how many thousands of guys died in that war.
It would have been
horrible.
It would have been a different scenario given the
current. It would have shortened the war.
It probably would have. Maybe the war wouldn't have even happened.
It took a whole generational conflict, really, and a social revolution in the United States to stop this darn thing, and get rid of a president who was whacked. And here we are 40 years later, 50 years later.
We always come back to this.
Yeah.
But I'm just fascinated. And again, this is one of those that's better. It's best told through video.
Visuals.
Because there's so many. We'll post. Again, I'll tweet it out. It's
post
and it's,
it on
it's
our
a great,
Facebook
We'll put
page.
It on the Facebook page.
Right?
It's a great. It's just a great look at gumshoe journalism. You know, they realize that we're not just going to take the word of the government. We will use technology out there to confirm something that seemingly is very, very difficult to nail down, and they nailed it.
Yeah, and I think the fact that this was sent out and went viral in July of 2018, and it actually happened 3 to 4 years before that.
Yeah, yeah.
It tells you the dangers of what irresponsible distribution of video can do.
Right. And the best thing, you know, and I guess this is, and not that this is going to change anyone's heart or mind, but when people say things are fake news, don't just sit back and take it. Prove it. Prove that it isn't. You know, go ahead and provide the proof.
In fact,
provide the proof.
There's a cottage industry right now that's emerging for, you know, back check, fact check. I mean, there's a million of them now. Everybody's out there looking to check the facts and see who's right, who's wrong, what he said was wrong, what she said was right or wrong, whatever it is.
Right. And that's good. And I think it is compelling, pushing reporters now to try even harder, look outside the box to figure out ways to explain things to the public, to confirm things for the public. Because these are troubling times where everything, it's an easy two words that can dismiss anything, whether it's real or not. Just call it fake news.
The people are in charge of what we see, hear, and interpret now more than ever before.
More than ever, yep.
And needless to say, as humans, we are flawed beings.
Oh, really?
Yes, we are.
I thought we were perfect.
No. I know one perfect person.
One.
I live with her.
Oh.
Anyway.
I thought you were going to say Robert Kennedy.
No, well,
or Garcia.
You know, well, no,
or Jesus.
No, every male had their flaws. Let's just say
every male.
I'm making
every
that.
Female
and you know,
too.
No, yes, but not as many.
And you can't talk about it if the female is your female.
That's right. Not
perfect.
As many flaws.
Perfect.
Let's just say.
Yes.
All right.
If you are perfect. We'd like to hear from you. Like this episode, let us know. Like it on Facebook. Use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter. Also, if you have any questions or comments, reach out to us at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.